IPPI News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Vatican's released a document titled Infinite Dignity, which declares gender-affirming surgeries and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. Charles Della Desma has reactions.
The Church repeats its rejection of gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. Tourist Lynn Price, a schoolteacher visiting St. Peter's Square from the UK, doesn't agree with the Vatican's views.
I do feel that in an ever-changing world, any kind of religion that has a voice needs to move with the times of the people and the emotions of the people and the way things are going.
Well, Leandra Hart from Germany thinks gender's a construct anyway.
I think that gender roles are made up by society over years and years and years.
Infinite Dignity states that God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings, and urges not to tinker with that plan or try to make oneself God. I'm Charles Tadesma.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country's forces have a date and will invade Rafah in southern Gaza. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby.
We're still looking to have a conversation with the Israelis about Rafah here in coming days.
Former President Trump has declined to endorse a national abortion ban, saying the issue should be left to the states. Meantime, a New York appeals court judge has rejected Trump's request to delay his April 15th hush money criminal trial. He wants it moved out of Manhattan. And a total solar eclipse briefly darkened skies across North America this afternoon. Our Kyle Viterbo saw it in Mesquite, Texas.
It is totality here. Everybody just counted down together. Cameras are up. Everybody's looking up, just experiencing this together. There are children, there are grandparents here all together. I am emotional. I can see a planet on the sky. I am crying and I can't help it, you guys. This is phenomenal.
This is AP News. Haya Panjwani has an update on the efforts to clear the wreckage of Baltimore's Key Bridge and the cargo ship that brought it down.
Containers from the deck of the Dolly, the cargo ship that caused the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, are being removed this week as weather permits. The ship has been trapped under mangled steel in the Patapsco River since it slammed into the bridge on March 26th, killing six workers. It's an important step in reopening the shipping lanes. For now, ships have been passing on either side of the wreckage or through temporary channels. The White House said the Army Corps of Engineers hopes to open a limited access channel for barge container ships and some vessels by the end of April. It hopes to restore normal capacity to Baltimore's port by May 31st. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
After last week's roller coaster ride, stocks drifted to a mixed close. The main index is nearly unchanged. The S&P and the Dow fell less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq rose less than 0.1%. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.